As the war on terrorism moves beyond Afghanistan, Indonesia is gaining attention as a possible place for al-Qaeda to take root. It is a predominantly Muslim country. Muslim militants have been arrested in nearby Singapore and Malaysia. Now, Jakarta is coming under pressure to do more about its own extremists. But newly democratic Indonesia is having problems cracking down. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
On the outskirts of the ancient city of Yogyakarta in central Java, a Muslim cleric shelters from a downpour in the porch of his modest one-story house. Jaafar Umar Talib is a 40-year-old Indonesian of Yemeni descent. He's the leader of one of Indonesia's best-known militant Islamic groups, called Laskar Jihad, or Soldiers of Jihad. With the rain pounding on the corrugated roof, he welcomes guests with a smile.
Tentunya, saya... Sejak saya di Pakistan dan kemudian
stroking his wispy goatee, the slightly chubby cleric tells his story, how he studied at a religious school in Pakistan in the 1980s. He met a clean-shaven Osama bin Laden and spoke at length with him on one occasion in the Pakistani city of Peshawar in 1987. Even then, he recalls, bin Laden's views were extreme. Jaafar Umar then fought for 3 years in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union before returning to Indonesia. In the year 2000, as religious and ethnic tensions rose in the Moluccan Islands, he formed Laskar Jihad to defend the cause of Islam against Christians, he says. Thousands have died on both sides in vicious fighting. Jaafar Umar's Muslim militancy and his previous contact with bin Laden make him a prime suspect in the eyes of American officials. He smiles at the suggestion and says, yes, al-Qaeda has made contact with him.
Tokoh al-Qaeda yang dikenal dengan...
Jaafar Umar says an al-Qaeda operative came to meet him after September 11th to offer cooperation with Laskar Jihad. He says he talked with the man but concluded that al-Qaeda's aims did not fit with his. He says al-Qaeda is too political and that his movement, while no great friend of the United States, simply wants to defend Islam where it's attacked, not support the overthrow of governments. He says, though, that al-Qaeda could well have infiltrated Indonesia and set up cells elsewhere. Analysts in Jakarta, such as Harold Crouch of the International Crisis Group, say the US government shouldn't jump to hasty conclusions about Indonesian Muslim organizations.
The possibility that al-Qaeda has some agents in Indonesia, I mean, who can say that's not possible? However, what the Americans are tending to do is to look for radical or militant Islamic organizations in Indonesia and then to assume that they must be associated somehow with al-Qaeda. It seems to me that there's very little evidence to show that the main radical Islamic organizations that are always mentioned in the American press are really associated with al-Qaeda.
However, diplomats in Jakarta say there's no doubt there have been al-Qaeda operatives at work. One source said a team from al-Qaeda had been sent to assassinate the U.S. ambassador here, a claim the U.S. embassy would neither confirm nor deny. Evidence is growing of a regional extremist group called Jamaat Islamiyah that is committed to attacking U.S. targets. 13 members of the group were arrested in neighboring Singapore last month, accused of plotting to blow up the U.S. embassy there. Singapore officials charge that Jamaat Islamiyah centers around the Indonesian cleric Abu Bakar Bashir and have urged the Indonesian government to take action. But under Indonesia's new democracy, the government can no longer detain people without trial. And regional analyst Rizal Malarangeng says Indonesian President Megawati Sukarnoputri has to be very careful about annoying Muslim voters.
She has this stigma attached to her that she is an anti-Islam politician, right? She doesn't want to vindicate this kind of accusation by going against the militants without any clear convincing proof.
On Monday, the Indonesian government announced it had received an offer of $10 million from Washington to assist in the war on terrorism. But after human rights violations by the Indonesian military in East Timor 3 years ago, the U.S. Congress passed laws forbidding the American military from cooperating with them. Diplomats here say that's a major barrier to the kind of joint effort against terrorism the U.S. would like to see. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jakarta.